Can you briefly say what your involvement there was thereafter?
Well, over the next 2 weeks, I just assisted as really the liaison between the chief investigating team and the colonel of the barracks, Colonel Dixon, as really the liaison officer. I took hundreds of statements. I did the local, usual local inquiries around the pubs, clubs, to try and establish where these people might be, and stayed on the investigation for 20 months.
Right. This was your main focus?
Yes, it's my total job. 20 months. Attached to the Met Police.
You did mention in our earlier chat that there were some chaps who were brought in for sort of possible recognition, but there were never any charges laid, were there?
No, there weren't. There was, in relation to that offence, some people already in police custody for anti-terrorist offences were thought to be responsible for the Deal bombing. It was decided by the Crown Prosecution Service to carry out identification parades, and the evidence of the identification was not sufficient to bring charges against these people. However, there was a prosecution in relation to anti-terrorist matters down in South Wales, where both were convicted and both received 15-year sentences.
And you feel they might have been the guys who were here? Or?
Well, personally, I have no doubt.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, at the end of the day, they got thing, but probably with remission, they're probably out by now.
Well, I know that they're out. It's under the Accord Agreement for Peace for Northern Ireland.
Yeah.